Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelow
and Sophie Kessler. Welcome back, guys, to the Mind Mastery and Manifestation podcast. We are so, so excited to have you here today. If you have not had the chance yet, please go back and make sure you listen to the podcast right before talking about flow, because that is going to be a prereq as we dive into this episode. And so in this episode, we are literally going to be picking up right where we left off and going about 10 miles deeper into this topic of flow and really allowing you guys to create for yourselves a life where you can live the majority of your time in this state of flow, in this state of being, where you can truly love the life you live.
Now, this is absolutely critical for, I'm going to say, everything you do in life. Because I feel like sometimes we can get our goals a little backwards, especially when we're focusing in really heavy on our business.
Totally.
And you say, no, you know, I got to focus in on my business. My life, I'll deal with that later. When I'm successful in business, then I'll have a life that I love. And I want to challenge that whole mindset right there. I've seen that the most successful people do the exact opposite. They design a life for themselves that includes everything that they love, from relationships to their health and wellness, to their spiritual practices, to their business as well. And so they create this life that gives them energy all the time, in the office, at home, with their friends, whatever they're doing, because then you build this gorgeous momentum and this positivity that just covers everything you do. And it makes everything seem a lot easier. Even if you're going through a hard time, that kind of lifestyle will buoy you up. And so I'll give you another way to think about that. Let's say if you focus only on your business and your life kind of sucks, but your business is doing well. Let's say you make a mistake. God forbid something changes in the tax laws or who knows, and your business takes a dive. That can happen. Well, if that's the only thing that you've got going for you, your whole world just fell apart. On the other side, listening to this episode and then designing a life for you that will constantly give you love and all the things that you want, that make you feel good and that give you energy, your business takes a dive, you'll bounce right back faster than you could even expect to.
100%. Boom, mic drop. So let's talk about this, because if you've listened to any kind of like philosophical stuff, you may have heard of a wonderful man named Alan Watts. And he oftentimes brings up this concept, right, where he'll go into universities or he'll go and give talks and he'll ask the students, what would you do if money were no object? How would you really enjoy spending your time? And I'd love to ask all of those of you who are listening right now the very same question, because this is paramount. And I think even more so in the Western world, this is something that we've almost lost sight of. And so I'll paint a little picture for you guys and give you a little bit of real life example here from myself. And it's so easy in the Western world, and especially in the world of personal development, to set these high goals and these high standards, right? We want to have the house, the car, the income, the perfect family. And so we set these goals based on what society tells us that we should want and that we should need, with the belief of what having those things will allow us to feel, who it will allow us to be, and ultimately what it will give us. And what's interesting is when we take a step back and we look at why is it I really want these things, the majority of the time it's going to come down to an emotion, to something that you really want to feel in life and about yourself. And so if we can understand that as the core motivator behind having and doing and achieving all of these things, it allows us to start to really simplify these goals. Because here's the truth. We get one life. And if you're spending 40 plus years, 80% of your time, 70 to 80% of your time doing something every single day, working a job that you don't really love, with people that you don't really enjoy, doing it because you feel like you have to, so you can spend 20% of your life with the people that you do love, doing the things that you do want to do. Is it really worth it at that point? And it's interesting because this is the majority of the clients that oftentimes I'll start working with. They get to what we call a midlife crisis, right? I have all the money, I have all the cars, the vacations, and I'm still not happy. And this tends to be a huge epidemic, especially as you get into people who are living at a very high and wealthy, financially successful level in life. But they feel like an absolute failure. And this is understanding as we get into, again, tying in this concept of flow. If you're spending 80% of your life out of flow, disconnected, and never really having the time or energy with the, spend the time with the people you love doing what it is you love doing, are you really even living at that point? And so as we get into this concept, it's really important for you guys to really consider your values, what it is you really want, right? And understanding that the money, that the success, that the financial piece, it is all there. But if you are putting that as the forefront, right, I can only experience, have, feel, or be all of these things when I have this level of success, financial achievement, whatever it is, you're limiting yourself to the abundance and love that you can feel in your life today.
Not only are you limiting what you can feel, it's simply ineffective. All right, so let's just put this out straight. Happiness is not a result. Loving your life is not a result. It's a requirement. I dare you to become as successful as you can while hating your life. Go and try. It's impossible. Your energy is being drained. You're living stressful lives and all of this stuff seems so hard because one of the main ingredients of success isn't there. Look at the most successful people on the planet. Now, I'm not just talking about just people who have power or just people who have a lot of money. Talking about the most successful people on the planet. They all seem pretty happy, right? They all seem to have amazing lives. Now, ask yourself this. Do they have all that happiness and all that fulfillment because they're successful? Or could it be that they're successful because they figured out a way to create happiness and fulfillment in their life no matter what's going on? See, the moment you take that, the moment you separate yourself from all these external, like consumer-minded rewards and start creating your happiness for yourself, the moment you take that power and that choice, then essentially you're telling the universe, look, I'm going to be happy no matter what. I'm going to be fulfilled no matter what. I don't need this car. I don't need this house. I don't need this money. I know what's really important to me, and I create that for myself. Everything else be damned. Now, by the way, if you want to find out how to do that for yourself, if you want to know what is really important to yourself, go back to the last episode and do the WISE process. But when you create that for yourself, you create this energy within you that you don't really need anything. And that's a magical place because life happens to be kind of ironic. Think about the people in your life who need love and attention the most. They're kind of creepy, aren't they? You know, people tend to kind of run away from them, right?
Yep.
The people who need clients the most tend to scare them away. The people who need money the most tend to never have it. So if you find yourself, oh, I need to get this raise so that I can be happy. You got it reversed. Switch that. Become happy. Develop a life that you really love. And that raise will come to you. Everybody wants to work with people who are naturally happy, who do things for themselves, who are self-contained, who seem to be inoculated from that consumer mindset, right? That don't care. They're going to create happiness and fulfillment no matter what. That's a really attractive person. I mean, attractive as in magnetic. And so those people have to fight money from coming in, fight success or people from coming to their doorstep. So I challenge you to become one of those people.
Absolutely. And I love that you brought this up. This is something that a lot of people will, you'll oftentimes hear people say, I just don't have enough time. It's quite frankly complete and utter bullshit. It's not that you need more time. It's that you need more energy. And when you're living in a state of lack, right, doing things that are so energy draining, depleting your energy on a consistent basis, it's not that you don't have enough time. It's that you don't have the energy to be efficient in the time that you have. And so this is where it's understanding that when you're stepping into doing the things that fill you up, that create energy inside of you, when you're doing the things that allow you to step into a state of flow, it allows you to be able to do so much more in so much less time. And this is part of that piece behind why so many of these people are able to almost skyrocket when they de-shed and they let go of the things that aren't really serving them, the things that take them out of their flow, because now they have so much more space energetically to create and move forward at such a higher rate, higher frequency than they could have ever done before, because they're no longer holding on to all this heavy weight, keeping them from being able to really move at the level that they're capable of. And so if you can think about this, imagine every single day you're trying to go through your tasks, right? You're trying to get to this end destination and you're wearing all of these body weights, right? The body weight of this job, the body weight of this relationship, the body weight of these clothes, the body weight of whatever the values are, the body weight of the house, whatever it is, all of these things that are just holding you down. And you're having to fight so much more. You're having to put so much more energy into trying to just move forward. But if you were just to put down those weights, just to disconnect from the things that are draining your energy, just to let go of what no longer serves the greater outcome of what you really want, of who you really are, you would be able to catapult yourself and get so much further, so much faster, because you would be using the same amount of energy, if not even more, to be able to get to where you're going, because you're no longer spending the energy fighting what you have.
It's such a fun feeling, by the way, when you start filling your day with all of those things that give you energy rather than the other. And one of the things that I think is really important here to help you find those activities, sometimes it could be really tricky, is the question is obligation versus opportunity. Are you doing things because you have to? Or because you want to? Now, this is sometimes a little tricky here. So let's go over a couple of different examples. Because I know when I first learned this concept, I thought a lot of the things that I was doing out of want, I thought I was doing a lot of things that I wanted to, and it really turned out to be not so true. So you go to work, right? Because you have to pay the bills. I get that. But are you doing the work because you have to pay the bills, or are you doing work because you love what you do and the money just comes? You don't have to worry about the money because it's going to be there because you love what you do so much that you're great at it and people want to give you even more. I know what it's like to go to a job that I have to go to because I felt like that. What else am I going to do? I like the people here. Oh, I would convince myself that I wanted to go there.
Huge.
I convinced myself. And you could do that. You could find all these logical explanations. Oh, yeah, I like the people here. It's easy. They pay me well. The commute is good. All this other stuff. So that's why I want to go. But deep down, if it is taking your energy, it's probably an obligation. Probably somewhere along the line, you said, I have to, either because I cannot get another job or I feel forced into this for some reason. And now I have to come up with all other kinds of excuses to myself so I don't feel terrible about going to work every day. But that's a major symptom. Is it giving you energy or taking energy? Even when you're hanging out with someone you love, the activity that you're doing, are you doing it because of you feel it's an obligation to them? I'm going shopping with this person. Why? Ugh, I have to. She makes me go. And you can hear that in your own tone of voice. Or when you're there, are you present? Are you daydreaming about something else? Are you resistant to going? Are you excited about going? Are you really doing it because you want to? Are you doing it really because of you? There's another way to look at it. Are you doing it because of you, for you? I know if you're doing an activity with someone else, you may think, no, this is really important to my partner, and that's why I'm doing it. That is an obligation. But If you're doing it with your partner, yes, because it's important to them, but you love the feeling that you get when you show your partner some love by doing something that they love, and you're doing it because of that feeling that you get, then it's because of you. It's for you. And the experience is going to be totally different. All of those good feelings that you're going for, those will energize you. And you may even be excited about it. Think about that. You can actually get excited about doing something you don't like because of the amazing warm and fuzzies you get by doing it for someone else. And all of a sudden, you turn an obligation into an opportunity. Now, the more times you can do things out of opportunity than obligation, the greater the energy you'll have to pour into other things, your business, your health, your spirituality, whatever you might want to pour it into. And that's the goal. Design a life full of opportunity, giving you all of the good things so that you can get even more done.
Absolutely. And I know that a lot of you on here are either business owners or entrepreneurs who are listening in, or maybe even you're considering wanting to jump into the world of entrepreneurship. And you oftentimes hear people have this conversation. But if I do that, how am I going to pay my bills, right? How is doing what I love going to support me and my financial goals? And so, again, this is bringing in full circle that piece of what's the lifestyle you really want to create for yourselves. What's interesting is, especially a lot of times in the personal development world, people will say, well, I want to make $1 million and I want to have this huge house and I want to have a jet and just be able to do all these things. But when you break it down to what the person really wants, it's oftentimes so much simpler. It comes down to them really wanting to be able to feel significant, to feel special, to be able to feel like they have freedom and variety in their lives. And if you actually get down to the numbers of it, it's a lot less than what you originally thought, which means that you don't have to spend all of this time and energy trying to get to this huge financial goal to create what you think is going to make you happy. But at the end of the day, it's really something so much simpler. So what I would encourage you to do is really think about what you really want, how you really want to be spending your time. And then if you're looking at it from the financial perspective, because again, very much of that mindset, right? What are those numbers? And when you get crystal clear on those, starting to look at how much more possible it is for you. Because at the end of the day, here's the truth. People are going to pay you for what you're great at, not for what you're good at. So it's about investing in yourself to create the level of expertise to where you can master what you love so you can earn a great living off of it. And this means not becoming the master of all trades. Right? Because people don't want to work with the person who's good at like everything. They want to work with the person who's the best at that one thing that they need. And that is what's going to allow you to become so much more magnetic, so much more attractive to your audience when you don't have to put on this mask or wear these 10 different costumes when it's really not what you enjoy doing. And on the other end of that, energetically, they are going to be so much more attracted to you because you're going to be vibrating at such a higher level, which we'll talk about in the next episode.
So again, if some of this sounds a little confusing, please go back and review the last episode, because there we do talk quite a bit about finding the things that you are meant to do, that you're called to do, your area of genius versus your area of expertise, and will really help you get crystal clear on the activities that you can do that will give you energy rather than take it from you. So here's your task for this episode. Write a list of all the things you did, let's say over the last 48 hours, and then categorize them. Were they obligations? And think deeply on this. Try to get through some of the explanations that you've been feeding yourself over time and get to the real nitty-gritty. Are those activities being done out of a sense of obligation that you have to, or are you really doing it because you want to? For you, do they give you energy or do they take energy? And then see if you can start adjusting your day-to-day life, pulling things more into the want category than the have to, more into the opportunity, less in the obligation. And as you heard earlier, sometimes it's just a reframe of the way that you think about it. You don't actually have to stop doing anything. You can just change the way that you approach it and start doing even more things out of your area of genius? How can you add or switch things out so that you can add even more into your day, in your area of genius, things that will feed you, nourish you, help propel you into that state that of true genius, where people will be magnetized to you, that they know you as the person, the must, have to, need to, can't stop but go to person for the thing that you do.
Absolutely. And so knowing that, the last thing that we're going to leave you guys with is, again, really creating a lifestyle around who you want to be and what you want to experience. And from that place, developing the habits, the routines that enable that for you. So we're going to be diving a hell of a lot deeper on the next episode, really talking about vibrational frequencies and emotions and what that actually looks like. So stay tuned and we'll see you there.
See you guys.